an East Texas doctor is losing his medical license for not enforcing Governor Greg Abbott's mask mandate back in 2020. It's Wednesday, March 29th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Texas Democrats have long sought to abolish the death penalty. Legislation before the Texas House today could help them achieve that goal. More on that coming up, but first. A Democrat state representative is raising eyebrows and breaking with her party for agreeing with a Republican activist trying to get lawmakers to remove sexually explicit books from public school libraries. Democrat State Representative Sean Theory of Houston strongly condemned the content of Genderqueer. That's one of many sexually explicit graphic novels, comic books, that are found in public school libraries around the state. Theory suggested the book was intended to encourage kids to try extreme sex acts and that having the book in school libraries minimizes the risks associated with underage sex and pornography. She challenged her colleagues to read the book aloud in the Texas House chamber, insinuating it's inappropriate for public consumption. Texas has been under a state of emergency over COVID for more than 3 years. Yesterday, the Texas Senate approved legislation cracking down on perpetual emergency orders and disaster declarations. Critics have charged that these perpetual emergencies had the effect of undermining the separation of powers by allowing Texas governors to essentially create and overrule state law without the check of legislative oversight. And so legislation by Republican State Senator Brian Birdwell of Granbury would prevent a governor from issuing an emergency declaration for more than 30 days without calling a special session of the state legislature to approve the effort. As a constitutional amendment, Birdwell's proposal will require adoption by voters before it can take effect. Identical legislation in the House has been referred to the House State Affairs Committee, but it's so far not been scheduled for a hearing. Speaking of COVID-era mandates from Governor Greg Abbott, his appointees on the Texas Medical Board have indefinitely suspended the license of an East Texas doctor who refused to enforce Abbott's mask mandate. Dr. Eric Henson is an ear, nose, and throat doctor in East Texas. He's been fighting the Texas Medical Board since 2021. That's when the TMB first sent him a letter stating he violated Abbott's mask mandate in 2020 after a patient turned him in. Henson's lawyer says there's a very good medical reason for not having the mask mandate. Henson's patients were people already suffering from problems breathing, and masks only made those problems worse. Henson says he'll be immediately filing a lawsuit against the Texas Medical Board. Now, it should be noted the TMB is made up of 12 physicians and 7 public members, all appointed by Governor Abbott. Democrats have long wanted to abolish the death penalty. When the Texas Minute comes back in just a moment, you'll find out how close they're getting to achieving that priority.
Many folks today scoff at the idea that America was founded by Christians using biblical principles, but they are simply denying history. On the Liberty Cafe, what I try to do is bring a biblical perspective, as Christians have done since the founding of our nation, to determine how Texans and Americans should respond to oppression today. I hope you'll listen in wherever you get your podcast.
Well, members of the Texas House are slated to debate and vote today on legislation that legal observers say could effectively abolish the death penalty in the Lone Star State. House Bill 727 by Democrat Tony Rose of Dallas would exempt from capital punishment criminals found to have had a severe mental illness. According to the proposal, this is defined as a person who has schizophrenia, a schizoaffective disorder, or a bipolar disorder. According to data from the Treatment Advocacy Center, 10% of all homicides in the United States are committed by individuals with schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. For mass killings, the percentage is approximately 33%. The legislation was unanimously approved by the House Criminal Jurisprudence Committee, which is chaired by Democrat State Representative Joe Moody of El Paso. Moody himself is also a staunch opponent of the death penalty. Representatives from the Texas Municipal Police Association, the Houston Police Officers Union, and Tarrant County District Attorney Phil Sorrell's office are all opposed to Rose's proposal. Now, for those of you keeping score at home, today is the 79th day of the 140-day legislative session, and this is one of the first bills to be considered by the Texas House so far. So while this Democrat priority has been moving quickly through the process, none of the priorities of the Republican Party of Texas have yet to be considered by the GOP-dominated chamber. You can get the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Brandon Walton and Daryl Frost. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios, and I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.